Hey y'all. Hey y'all. It's Rachel and Eddie, and this is my so-called mess. And welcome to it. And welcome, Eddie. I'm trying out my morning talk show voice.
Yeah, this is earlier than we normally record, so you have to pepper it with those morning things.
Oh, is that why they do those voices in the morning? Because it's morning.
Yeah, I think so.
That was like the dumbest thing I've said in a long time because it's morning. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to the show. It is now.
You should have a cup of coffee that you're like drinking out of
Oh,
while you're,
yeah.
and like you put both of your hands on it to keep
Oh,
your
I do
hands
need that.
warm.
I do need that. All I have is my Celsius powder water drink. I probably drink
What do
way
you
too
think
much
about
of
make
that.
like I went to a meeting of influencers on Wednesday. Or no, Tuesday night. And yeah, it was like podcasters, filmmakers, educators. It was an interesting collection of people. But a lot of people are switching to like have, I mean, not switching to. They'll like say they have a podcast, but they don't have a podcast. They just do like YouTube interviews or like YouTube episodes. And they call that a podcast.
They do. Yeah, I have
What
heard
passes for podcasts these days, let me tell you.
anything. Now, I do know a lot of people are also doing, are they putting it on podcast platforms or just YouTube?
Yeah, there's a lot of people on Spotify and stuff,
Yeah.
but it doesn't really like. Yeah, I don't know what that means. I feel like people who are on Spotify have a, like they're proud of themselves for being on Spotify, but it's really easy to get on Spotify.
It is very easy to get on Spotify. The other podcast was on Spotify. That podcast that shall not be named. That was very short-lived. Not very short-lived, but I know like a lot of people are adding a video component to
Have you
the.
ever thought about that?
Yes. So here's what I've thought about it. I thought it could be fun, but can we video both of us from a distance?
I think we tried it during pandemic, right?
Oh, you're right. Did we do
And
that on Instagram?
I don't think we did it on Instagram. We did it on YouTube, right?
I don't know. We should look into that. For some reason, I don't know why I thought we did it on Instagram.
I think the weird part about it was like the podcast is like your voice and I'm like the call-in caller. And then like if I do the video stream, then it would be like you would sound like the call-in caller. And I feel like that's not our jam. I've got to
Gotcha.
have the
No, what if, oh, but it's not instant. What if I we did it on recorded through this? That's not as fun, but. And then we just uploaded it to YouTube. We'll have to think about this. There's got to be a way. And then I'm going to be in my
Oh yeah, I
pajamas,
guess
like.
we could record our Zoom,
Yeah.
but I'm doing it on my phone. I
Maybe.
guess we'd have to Zoom from our computers.
Maybe. Yeah, let's figure this out. That could be fun. Because you know what? It can tie back into an old thing I used to do on social media, which was bed talks. And
Oh yeah.
the premise of bed talks, I haven't been doing much on social media for my fake stuff while I'm in school, but bed talks, the premise is people send in questions. Sex,
Yeah.
dating, relationships, or just like asking me about what I do. Or then they send really ridiculous questions. And then I answer them from my bed.
Oh.
So last time we recorded, I recorded from my chair, which was actually like made me feel more professional sitting in a chair and being sitting up. But I could start, go back to, which I am now in my bed again. Because I'm not feeling great, but recording from my bed and we can do it as a bed talk. I could like add that to bed talks. Like it
Yeah,
has the bed
clever
talk
name too.
premise,
I was
right?
thinking, I mean, we could add more stuff too. Like if we're on our computers, we could share our screens and watch YouTube videos.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. We gotta make this happen. We gotta figure this out. I like it. Will you always get the best looking Rachel on film at, in the morning? Absolutely not, but it's gonna be a reel.
Yeah, I think we'll have to talk specifics off air.
Yes, let's do it. I'm down. And after next week, I'm on a little break.
Oh yeah.
Oh, but your
Yeah, we'll
kids
have
are,
time to retool for the new year.
yeah, I don't know about, yeah, if we should take a break because your kids are on break. But we can talk about all this. I know everyone's like, why are you talking about outside for your own podcast on the podcast? That's
Now this is what people want to hear. They want to hear our scheduling.
the up and go.
I like how people are like, how do they do it?
This week I'm wondering that. I had seven sessions yesterday between coaching and my practicum
Oh wow,
clients.
that's a lot.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I like that idea. So was this meeting, sorry for not going back to the meeting, was this meeting all Athens people? Was it online?
It was supposed to be Athens people, but then this lady rolled up from Atlanta. I think her name is Taj. I'm not sure. But she's like, she does these, like, she drove in from Atlanta and then, everyone kind of knew who she was. I didn't know who she was, but she
Oh.
does these, like, YouTube things. But yeah, basically Athens, Atlanta. And there's this guy that I've worked with a few times who's, his dream is to have like a 24-hour streaming channel with content on it,
Oh, okay.
which is basically what I used to do with Athens Public Access. Like I used to have a 24-hour streaming channel. I think he saw what I had and he was like really inspired by it. But then I was like, well, there's all these limitations, and he's like, no, I don't want to hear this. And so now he's like, he's very like, he's a very good messenger, and he seems to be able to secure funding for projects. So I think more power to him.
Interesting.
So he was the one of the ones who arranged it, and they want to start this thing called Athens GATV. And it was interesting. Like I saw a few people I knew, but it was nice to know that there's a bunch of other people in town who are kind of doing similar things. And it's like, wow, we should all have these like meetups. And he
Yes.
wants these meetups to be monthly, but I doubt anyone's going to show up to the next one.
Gotcha. They have them. I'm on the Austin podcast meetup group. Have I met up yet? No. I did talk to one guy who like heard what I like heard about this podcast, and then the one that was going to be about sex, which this one is too. So, but so general, but he wanted that topic on his platform. But first of all, he was based out of Waco, and so. I think I had to go to Waco sometimes to record, which is like no, but he had bigger funding for like, but you had to like first buy into it some. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, thank you. If you want me to come record at your studio, you got to pay me. You know, he's like, down the road, you'll make money with all these
Yeah, there was a lot of that too at this meetup. It's like people who have recording studios, they want to get people in there and then they want to start charging those people.
Yeah.
So I feel like you can record a podcast from anywhere, though. I
Right.
kind of still feel like everybody should have a podcast. And it's like you don't really need like to record your podcast in a studio. That's kind of overkill, unless you're going for like an ASMR type podcast.
I was gonna try to do ASMR and it's not, it didn't happen.
I felt the tingling in my ears.
Yeah, but we will take a big sponsor. So when you're listening, so I was trying to think of a big like brand, but can't think of any brand.
Like Arby's.
Yeah, exactly. Like Arby's. There's actually a condom brand. The guy's based out of Atlanta. I just said Atlanta, weird. Atlanta. And it's this really cool condom brand. I believe his name is Kevin. It might
Is it a
even.
really cool condom brand? Come on.
Yes.
Condoms are cool in general, right?
But this is like, he does really good. It's like condoms for everybody. Oh my God.
Cool condom brand. I've never heard anyone say that.
I know. I have to find it. I follow him somewhere. I follow him anywhere.
That's such a
But
great idea, though. Like, condoms for sexy people. Like,
that's like
these
what this.
condoms are only for hotties.
That's
Like,
kind
you're
of
not allowed
like.
to.
It's okay. Is it B&B? B&B condoms. It's a black-owned condom company based in Atlanta. His name is not Brian. I don't know where I got that from. His name is Jason Panda, and they have this cool bee, but they make tropical flavors, and they also do the morning after pill, I believe, too. But he does his condoms got into CVS and Walmart and Target. And it was all about, like, he does great ads and it was all about condoms for all size, you know. But
Yeah.
he does really good, like, spicy stuff for, like, his Instagram and stuff. And he was at the White House shaping the future of HIV today. Yeah, anyway, I would like him to sponsor us.
Okay.
So if you're listening, B&B, if you know B condoms, people, like he had a one of his past Instagram posts was 8 things you should know before swallowing semen.
Oh, cool.
And
This is right in line with what we do.
wild confessions of the week. Wildest confessions of the week. Yeah. So anyway, I want them to sponsor us. So just putting it out there, people. Get us in touch. I'm off my I was on a I forget the name of those people from Houston. The Salt and Pepper Gang. I'm off the Salt and Pepper Gang. I'm on to B condoms. But for real, for real. I just said for real, for real. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
Oh, Thanksgiving was pretty good. We had like 30, 35
Holy
people
shit.
guests at our house. It was really fun. It's always really fun. We had a bunch of food, a bunch of fire. We had two fires going, one on the indoor fireplace, one outside. There was a movie projected on the side of our house,
Oh my God.
and
You're like
yeah.
the Thanksgiving influencer.
Yeah, people really want to get into these Thanksgiving parties,
Is
but
it
it's
hard to get an invite?
kind of exclusive. No, like basically, if you know anyone who knows us, you're invited.
Okay, so no bouncer at the door, like, where's your invite? Who do you know? This is what I think you should do. Not have a bouncer like, give me your ticket. Like, I need to know the thread of how you got to Eddie and Meg.
It's funny, we had like so we had a new family at Thanksgiving this year. It's like a family that we've known for a couple years. We've known them for like 3 years, but they finally made their plan to come to our Thanksgiving. And so at one point during the night, one of them came up to me and was like, "Hey, this guy with glasses he walked in by himself and he's out on your deck. Like, what's his name? What is he doing here?" And I was like, "Oh, dude, no, that's like," I was like, "that's like her husband, and he didn't come here alone. Like, that's funny that,
That's funny.
people were like, watch it out.
That's good. You got
Somebody
good.
just crash your Thanksgiving."
I'm gonna start crashing your Thanksgiving. I'm gonna fly in just to crash your Thanksgiving.
I feel like, yeah, I don't think anybody would say anything. Like, they'd be like, "Hey."
We had a Thanksgiving of five. It was very chill. It was very nice. I
Oh,
ate too
cool.
much. And then I had a paper due the
What'd you
next day.
eat?
I had we had well, I didn't eat a lot of turkey itself. I ate a lot of turkey skin.
Oh, gross.
Don't yuck my yum. I love fucking
Oh,
turkeys.
sorry.
That's
That
okay. That's okay. I'm just kidding.
was wrong.
That's okay. No, I
Yeah,
don't.
that
It
was wrong on me.
actually doesn't bother me. I love fucking turkey skin. My whole life, whenever I mean, I used to play sick on Thanksgiving a lot, so I didn't have to go. But whenever I would go, I'd steal the skin. We had turkey skin. I mean, I had turkey and turkey skin. We had, well, I helped make. And if you know me, I don't cook for shit, right? I had to like pay attention and like put a timer on and put water baths. I think they're called water baths. I made vinegar collards, you know, like the with the vinegary smoky ones, like Five Star Day used to make. I
Oh,
made
wow. 5-star day. That was a deep cut right there.
my ex worked for Five Star Day. He was actually in the New York Times.
That was some good food.
Yep. So one of his recipes from Five Star, and they interviewed him, was in the New York Times magazine food section one Sunday, which big deal. So yeah, I made collards. We had this like, which in my head sounded so weird, but it ended up being good. It was like apples and squash and fennel roast. And we didn't have a ton of food. We had zucchini bread, and we had she made homemade cranberry sauce with bourbon, but she put the bourbon in too
Whoa.
soon, so it candied. So basically, it was like cranberry candy. It was so good. And the other person made, for dessert, made a cookie with dark chocolate and pistachios and chava. If you've ever had a
Wow.
chava, it's
Sounds
delicious.
good.
And then I went home early. They went to another Thanksgiving thing. I went home because I had a paper to finish that I thought was due Saturday, but it was due the next day. And but next week is my last week of the semester. I got my video recording back from my therapy session that I had to record with somebody and get graded on. I got 2 points off, mostly because I fidget too much. And I play with my hair.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had told me about
Okay,
that.
yeah. So I had that. And then I'm done, and then I worked a little. Oh my gosh. We were at work the other day, right? We were off Thursday and Friday. We were closed on Black Friday. So I don't remember a day when this. And this gentleman walks in and just starts talking to us and asking us questions. I don't think he ever said his name. He ends up staying for like a really long time. We were a little slow at the time. And he's talking about all these things. He's apparently originally from Austin. And you know the kind of person you don't know if anything they're saying is true? Like they just seem to be
Yeah,
bullshit.
yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah,
So
Bullshitter.
he told yeah, and he was telling me so he told us that he's a back home for the holidays, but then he also said he was home a couple weeks ago, so I'm not sure where this, you know, that was. But he told us that he was a project manager in Dubai.
Whoa, okay.
So I really wanted to call Dubai and be like, hey, do you know this guy? Because I feel like, not that you know everybody, it's a, you know, not a tiny place, but like but if you're an American in project management, you might have heard about this person, right? Because he's got a lot of Dubai.
Yeah,
You
for
know,
sure.
his nickname is Dubai for a reason. But he was so weird. And then we all realized he was wearing a hoodie zipped up, but he didn't have a shirt on under it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a bold choice.
Yep.
Wasn't it cold?
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of cold. And so he's going on and on and on and on and on. And then, again, asking questions. I don't even know what he was talking about half the time. I don't remember because I zone out, you know? And
Oh, right.
yeah. And so I was
I
just like,
wonder if like most of this podcast is just both of us zoning out.
that could be. That's quite possible. I try to stay very alert. I have to say, this is the
You
one
too,
time I'm the most alert. And he goes,
yeah. I'm following this. I'm
thank
following
you.
your story.
Thank you. So the guy goes, hey, I got presents for y'all. I'll be right back. It'll make more sense in a minute. And he walks out and goes to this, like, not very, like, just a regular car, not anything fancy. But I guess, you know, if he lives in Dubai, maybe that was his rental car or a car he used to have when he lived in the States, or his parents' car. Who knows? He comes back with a bag of Siete brand tortilla chips.
Okay.
These lime ones, which are actually fantastic. And that brand, who now is everywhere, is from Austin. It used to be a small company in Austin. And then he had yerba mate can drinks
Okay.
and
Those are
THC,
popular.
yeah, and THC can drinks just in the back of his car, one for each of us. Enough for, which is also weird because I don't know that he took any cans out, but he had exactly enough drinks for each of us.
Wow.
But
I
somebody did.
mean, those are pretty good presents. I didn't think it was, when you said tortilla chips, I was like, I set the bar pretty low.
And you know, I've got like, I'm kind of a germaphobe in a way, and I have a weird food stuff, and so is the person I work with. We were the first one to break into those chips because we were so hungry.
Yeah, do you get down with the THC drinks, the bevvies?
So I usually drink like Aptogen drinks, you know, not THC drinks, but he said this is like, I haven't had it yet. It's a very low THC level. But so,
Yeah.
but the my other coworkers were like, I'm not drinking that. He could have, what's that called? Spiked or something, put something on the edge of the drink or like done something to the drink. And I'm like, he doesn't know where we live. So what would be the point? Unless he's trying to kill
Were
us.
the drinks in mason jars?
No, they weren't. They were
You
like, you know, so I'm like,
are
okay.
you doing air quotes with your fingers when you say THC drinks? See, this is what the video podcast will tell us about.
So I haven't, but then I'm like, okay, now you're scaring me that there's like some kind of poison around the lip of the drink. That's a weird word, lip of the drink. Lip of the drink. I don't like that. But so I'm like, okay, I can pour the drink out and like put it
Yeah.
in another cup and then drink it. But I have not yet because I don't, I'm like, this is what I do. I'll buy like one of those recess drinks I like that help me get tired and give me a little buzz kind of feeling in my head with like the Aptogens and all the magnesium and all that shit. But I hoard them for like a rainy day. And anytime I can't sleep, I'm like, I'll just drink one of those. I'm like, nope. And I can go to the store and buy more. But I'm like, nope, I gotta save it because if I drink it too much, either it's not gonna work, it's like the thing's gonna wear off, or I'm gonna need it and I'm not gonna have it again. I always have at least two in my fridge. The store's down the street. I can get more. But no, I hoard them and I hold on to them like I don't know what I'm waiting for. So yes, I do. I was gonna wait actually until the semester's over in case it gets me really tired and I don't want to wake up in the morning, like early for like therapy people. Have you had THC
Well, that's
drinks?
interesting. I was a big fan of the THC drinks, and then I think some laws changed and they got rid of all of like the Delta 9 stuff you can drink here. But then I don't know what happened. I was driving past Target, like in between Target and where like Atlanta Highway splits, there is a cannabis store, and apparently you can get like your medical card in Georgia and go
Okay.
smoke of the ganj,
You can get.
and that's pretty cool. I didn't even know that was a thing,
Yeah,
but I'm totally into that. I'm gonna look into getting my legit card.
you can get your medical card here too, which I feel is so weird because I think it's like basic, like you can still be arrested for it. But you can, I mean, not if you have your
Really?
medical card, but you can get your medical card. And I actually know two people that come into where I work that own what do you call it? Not a factory, but you know.
Dispensary.
So I need to talk to them too and find out exactly where they are. But also, I don't like
Yeah.
smoking. I like to have just a little bit of an edible if I want to do something because I can't. Smoking makes me paranoid. But a little edible to help me sleep helps. But I also don't want to spend like $200 for that to get my.
Yeah. No, I get that. Like, I don't really like smoking either, 'cause I don't know. I can't really handle
Yeah,
too much weed.
me either.
It's easy to smoke too much weed. But the I've been enjoying the drinks and the edibles, and I like the vapes too.
Because
But
you get you can kind of control that too a little better, I think.
it's nice to have some actual weed around, because I feel like there's something really social about like passing a joint around. I
Yeah, it's
like
true.
that.
That's true.
Call me old school.
No, it's true. It's true. Oh, one quick thing. Sorry. Back to THC guy. He apparently came back the next day because he was supposed to bring six friends with him on Monday to
I am so interested in this person.
I know.
Like, was he still wearing just a hoodie?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure because I wasn't there. He brought everybody
Yeah.
jam.
What kind of jam?
Not homemade, but like some fancy jam, I think. I wasn't there, but he came back with jam the next day for everybody. So like I don't know
That's
what his
nice.
deal was, because I don't know, it was bizarre. It's bizarre, but he was there for.
That was a wild ride, because I didn't like him at first, but now I'm into him.
I
I want to
don't
hear more about this guy.
I
Every time you see him, tell me his story.
and I know, and I still don't think, like, I don't think he works in Dubai.
And that's going to be the linchpin. Like, if you find out that he doesn't work in Dubai, then you'll have every reason to hate him.
Right.
You'll be like, "You fucking liar."
So yeah, I don't know. I
Was
can't. I have to.
standing up on like the coffee table.
He hasn't been back, but then again, he was in on the weekend. So I'm curious if he thinks like if he'll come back when he knows like these same people might be there.
Okay.
Because he came on a Saturday and a Sunday, so.
Let's say he'll strike again.
We'll see. Yeah, I was really, when he first walked in, I was intrigued. Like, you know, like that kind of person who just strikes up a conversation and you just, oh, because he started talking about, was he started talking about football? Oh, because I was wearing a Georgia necklace. I forget. But yeah, the Dubai thing, I'm like, the whole time I'm like, I just want to text Dubai and be like, do you know this dude in project management? Like, or how do I find out if this dude's real? But then if, then that also, I don't want to ask Dubai about another guy because that feels weird. Not that I'm interested in,
Yeah, I see what you're
you
saying,
know what I
but it
mean?
is like a you're doing this to call somebody out. It's like vengeance, or I don't
Yes.
know. It's a really funny premise.
Yes, I just want to know so I can be like, because I almost was
I
like,
need to validate this guy's story because I
exactly.
have the means to do so.
Exactly, but it would sound like to me if someone asked me like, "Do you know this person?" I would be like, "Why are you interested in them?" But I wanted to like the whole time. I'm like, "How do I randomly put Dubai's name into this?" And then Dubai would
Oh
be like,
yeah.
"Don't put my name in your mouth." But yeah, I decided like I'm like, "Don't." So I get my mouth shut, and I'm like, "I have this in my back pocket, just in case." I don't know what I'm using it
Yeah,
for.
I hope it all works out and you get to call this guy out. But then I don't know what I hope. I feel like there's so many possible ways this could go.
What comes after jam? Like, what does he bring next? I want him to bring more snacks for us, really.
Yeah.
And that
Guy's
same.
got a he's got a saga going on.
Maybe he has a snack. Maybe he has a giving snack fetish. And earlier that day, this other gentleman came into our clinic and got an IV, and our nurse, our someone, one of the providers was talking to him, just being friendly because we're all friendly. And I guess he thought that she was like into him. I don't know. He came back and brought her tacos, just her. But also, like, that's a little weird because they were just made like that. Not eating those. And then he called the clinic to ask for her to talk to her. The clinic, like, main line. Not like, I don't know, I thought that was weird. Interesting weekend. Interesting post-Thanksgiving weekend. Interesting football game, too. Did you watch the Georgia game?
No, was that the one that went like eight
Sure
overtimes or
was.
something?
Sure was. I couldn't, so it went late, you know? And it started on Friday and ended on Saturday. And I, at a couple points, was like, fuck this. Georgia's being Georgia. I'm like, turn it off. And I'm like, don't turn it off like the other part. Like, you never know. They can come back and you never turn off games. Like, even when they're losing, you don't turn off a game. That's just rude. But it
Is
was.
that okay? That's the etiquette.
That's me.
You
I feel
never
like
turn
they're
off
still
the game.
my team. Like, I mean, I can might not watch it as in depthly, but I shouldn't turn them off just because they had a bad day. They're college kids. Come on, like, it's a game. You should watch them. And I had so many years of them being, not so great. So, but it was late, and I had already had a noise complaint in the past against me, so I was trying to be really quiet. So I'm like punching my bed. Because I have like a, one of those like smushy mattresses. So I'm like hitting my bed like that won't make noise. Like trying not to scream as like each overtime and like trying not to jump. So I'm just like pressing on my bed. But
Oh, that is funny.
I couldn't scream. So like I couldn't get excited. So like I'm like holding in a scream, covering my mouth so I won't scream. The game ends, and I just guess because I had no scream, like I wasn't allowed to like let it out. Anyway, I just started crying.
Oh. And is that?
Yeah, tears. I mean, I wasn't even like I felt like I needed to cry. All of a sudden, I just noticed there's tears coming down my face. I think it was just all that like excitement had nowhere to go, and it just and then
Yeah.
if it didn't get out, it would have popped my eyes out. So, that was yeah. And then we play Texas again this Saturday. Again, we play
That was
Texas.
the Georgia Tech game, right?
Yes.
And did it determine whether or not they were in the finals? Man, I don't know what I'm talking about. Never mind. Don't even try to explain football to me. The finals.
The SEC championship is this Saturday against Texas. Win or lose or draw, there's no draw. Win, lose, or draw. I'm just going to say it that way anyway. We are in the running to go to a bowl game that could get us to the championship game because there's games before that. So it just depends on when we win, we'll seed a little higher. If we don't win, we're seeded a little lower, which means we'll have to play one more game. So we could end up playing Texas a third time this
Oh, wow. Is
season.
Texas really good?
Texas, this is their first time in the SEC. They are really good. They haven't played. They are good. We beat them once already. So who knows? Who knows? I did put in my during the game because I found a Georgia sticker in my apartment. So I put a Georgia sticker on the little thing where my numbers are on the door. So I haven't been vandalized yet.
Yeah, some fans will jack your ship for doing that,
I don't
right?
know. I was surprised no one took it down yet because it's just a sticker. Actually, I haven't looked today, so they could have. But yeah, it's Saturday while I'll be at work, and I bought this like sequin Georgia dress, which if you know me,
Oh,
I'm
that's pretty cute.
like when you think of
Like what
me,
a toddler would wear.
do you think of sequins?
No. But I mean, I like thinking of sequins.
So it's a bulldog. It's a black dress with red sequins, I think, in the front, and a black bulldog, like outlined through
Okay.
sequins. Super cute.
Tasteful.
It's cute. It's cute. It's a little big on me. It was like a one size fits all kind of dress. It wasn't
Yeah.
jeans, but I was like, I wanted a dress, and the other ones were like hundreds of dollars. So I'm like, okay, this one wasn't so bad. But then I'm like, do I wear it to work on Saturday for the SEC championship, or do I keep saving it? Because I don't want to wear it to work necessarily, like for a Texas game, and then get like, oh, if we happen to not be Texas, then I have to hear all my coworkers bash me for the next, like, God, I hate that shit. So I don't know. And I
Yeah,
haven't
that's
worn it yet
difficult.
this season. So, like, do I wear it this season, even though it hasn't been tested on a game day yet? It hasn't been, I don't know if it's a winning outfit.
Yeah, that's funny. I feel like a lot of my friends who are Georgia fans, they have like this established style, but it's totally like compromised by what's available for Georgia G fans.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, well, I've got this style, but I'm willing to wear like a super sequiny dress if it has Georgia on it. You know,
Absolutely,
like when
absolutely.
you see them in their Georgia gear, you're like, oh, you're wearing bows in your hair. Like, what's
Yep.
going on?
There's regular attire and then there's game day attire. I try and make it so like I buy things that are just black, but I wanted something with like more Georgia on it this year. So we'll see. If not,
Right.
I'll wear it for like bowl games. Maybe I'll save it for bowl games. Yeah. I was watching this show on Netflix called Later Daters. And it's about,
Later daters.
yeah, I think it's people like 56 and above, 55 and above to 60s, the 60s that are dating, and there's a dating coach. And it takes place, all the people are, it's in Georgia. And this one woman lives in Gainesville. She went to UGA. I can't remember how old she is. She was an optometrist in like Cumming, Georgia, I think, maybe. And now she lives on the lake, but she's a huge Georgia fan. So that's all she talks about is her dogs and her dogs. And they happen to have gone to a football game for one of her dates. So I don't know when they recorded this, but everything is like, you know, she's always in some kind of Georgia outfit. So are her kids. And one of her things was she won't date anybody that's not a dogs fan. I was like, come
Guess that's
on.
fair, right? I don't
No,
know.
I mean, I get it. I guess it's like a Republican dating a Democrat or something, or like me dating a Trump supporter. But no, like, I kind of like also a house divided. It makes it kind of fun.
Interesting. I wouldn't really think that you know I get that, but I do think like you kind of like a little struggle, a little conflict, a
Right,
little
I
bit
do.
of
I do,
like
I do, I do.
the opposite of homogen.
Yes. But also, like, to put that high up on your list, like, that was like one of her big things. Must be a dog fan. I'm like, because you're looking for a, yeah, whatever. But the guy she
And then,
and.
I mean, this is almost like the premise for a rom-com, like Must Love Dogs.
Yes. Yeah. But she ended up with a guy who was from Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert, I just fucked it up for everybody. I don't know if they end up together. I actually didn't finish watching the show because I kept getting annoyed with it. But I kept looking for people. I'm like, do I know them? Do I know them? Where do they hang out? But I, like, because it wasn't all in Atlanta. Like, because they did go to Athens for the game. So, yeah. So, what was I going to say?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good show.
I mean, I didn't want to watch it from the beginning, and then I had nothing to watch, and I was trying to like decompress. And so, but like I said, I haven't finished it. I went on to something else. I can't remember what I went on to. I went on to The Ultimatum. The
Ooh.
Ultimatum is where there's six couples, and one
Okay.
gives the other an ultimatum, and then they come on the show. Then they switch partners for a trial marriage with one of the other couples. Partners for 3 weeks.
Boy, that's getting old, right?
Yeah, but I can't say
Love life slop.
and but it's not like, yeah, but it but they're actually but it's not like wife swap where like they kind of annoy each other. This is like they actually go on dates before and they pick someone that they
They
might
should
want to like be with.
also have to fuck.
I know. I believe I think
Like
so. I
that should
think
be one of the rules where it's like you have to have sex at least 10 times.
I like that. I like that.
Because basically, once you've had sex 10 times, you are in a long-term relationship.
I like that. So then they have their trial marriage, then they go
That's
back.
such a hard concept to work with. Like, go like fall in love and be committed to this person, and then see if your perspective changes. It's like
And then see
change
if
your perspective and
I
then see if your perspective
know.
changes.
And then so like yeah, 'cause they all like of course some couples are going to be like there was one that was the ultimatum like queer edition. Was it all lesbians? I can't remember. And like you were like rooting for another couple to like not leave with the couple they came with because the other couple like their other partner was so great. I forgot about that show. So yeah, I've been watching that. But I'm just trying to get through the semester. So I'm just trying to get through the semester, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot at the end because we're getting new clients because when next semester starts, we need so many more hours. So we try and bump up the schedule ahead of time, so we're ready. And so the clients know in January, you got this all set up already, right?
Right.
So I'm seeing more clients right now. And it's also the holidays. So like my coaching clients will all want extra time and which is great. And I have papers due. And so, I was like, you know what, Rachel? You deserve a little pleasure. Because I do. We
Yeah.
all do. And I have a favorite bullet. I've bought this bullet before. It's my favorite bullet. It's a cheap bullet. There's nothing fancy about it. It stopped working.
Oh no.
I know. I would like charge it and it would like turn on and then it would just stop.
Is it, it's got a rechargeable battery in it, is what you said?
Yeah.
I wonder if you can replace those. I bet there's some way to like replace the rechargeable batteries.
Well, I think it was like $7. Like I said, I go cheap because I figure this is going to happen. So I bought a new one. It's supposed to come today. Also, didn't spend a lot of money on it, but this one can be app controlled.
Oh, that's important, right?
Yeah, because my other app controlled ones, we can never get it to work right unless we were like in the same room. But then all my toys disappeared off that app thing, and now I can't even get back on that app. I don't know what I did. But I got like, I don't know if I got booted off or if the app stopped working.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. I feel like when you get into a specific toy or like method of masturbating or
Yeah.
pleasure, it's kind of hard to just be like, you know, oh, okay, I guess I gotta wait for the mail to come in.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, we're not young anymore. We know what we like.
Right. And I just, like I said, I just buy, I don't want to spend a lot of, I mean, there are some ones out there I want to try, but they're like, they're expensive. If anyone has any good recommendations for another one. I don't like the Rose. People love the Rose. I don't see the hype. Yeah. But send us your questions and we should talk. Like during at some point, let's talk about video. And y'all send us
Sure.
any questions for like that you want to hear answered. Sex, dating, relationships, toys.
I mean, yeah, one thing people are missing out by just listening to our sweet, sweet voices is like how good looking we are.
Exactly.
And I feel like we need to share that with our
We do. And then we can watch you do dishes too.
friends. Me do dishes? Okay.
Don't you do
I mean, that's
dishes?
on our my OnlyFans, maybe.
Don't you do dishes when you sometimes when we're
I'll do laundry a lot of
laundry? I knew it was
times.
something. Yeah, we can watch you do laundry. And I'll be in bed, so
Yeah, I guess I can just carry my phone around with me. Yeah,
Yeah, we'll
so
have to figure it out. I think it's a good idea. Let's add some
I
video.
mean, geez, like expect this sometime next year. Like we still haven't got the theme song working again.
Know. We'll get it. We'll get our
I
shit
think we're
together.
gonna we need to like schedule a maybe over the holiday break, let's just talk on the phone.
Okay, let's do it. We'll schedule a business meeting.
A non-recording,
Let's do it.
which will be it'll probably sound a lot like this.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I will keep you posted on if Jam Guy comes back. What and see tell you what he brings me
Oh
next.
God,
Also,
yeah, the Jam Guy saga, that could be its own podcast. I'm just like, I'm waiting for
I
his
mean,
next move
he
right
was
now.
there for like 40 minutes. Like talking, I don't even know what he was talking about.
Cannot believe this guy.
I can't believe him. So, yes, let's chat during then. Y'all have a wonderful day. Go, dogs. We play Texas again. Horns down. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, things that come out of my mouth. Do you have anything you want to add before we go?
No, just like I'm gonna try to maybe over the break work on the Athens Public app. If you've got all the apps, if you've following me everywhere. You'll be informed of the updates. So
Excellent.
hopefully I can put four more energy into this company, and that I won't have to work on it for another couple of years, and you can just reap the benefits of all the content that we're
That
creating.
sounds amazing. It sounds like a great plan. And y'all, I will just send us again, send us your questions, send them to my so-called mess. Or if you're looking for more, if you need more toy questions answered, or like you have some relationship stuff going on, you can also go to Fig Life and set up your appointment with me. I will see just a couple people over break. And until next time, don't forget to pleasure yourselves. I tried to do that like I wasn't even a morning voice. And have a great day, y'all. Peace.